This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Man, Kanye sometimes does Kanye-like things. We've seen it so many times throughout Kanye's history, and I do think he battles with mental illness to a certain extent, but sometimes even when you're battling that and you're at the platform that Kanye is at, sometimes you could take things too far. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show, and I want to talk to Alex a little bit about some of the stuff that Kanye has publicly done on such a big platform. So if you haven't been following this Kanye story, he is tweeted and compared himself to Hitler. He has said, "I am a Nazi." And then the only thing he was selling on his website at one point is a swastika shirt. It was just a shirt that had a swastika on it. And I'm not sure if it was Kanye trying to draw attention to himself, and I'm sure if this is Kanye's beliefs. I'm not sure what it is. Don't really care what Kanye's beliefs are. It's still absolutely absurd and ridiculous and disgusting and inappropriate. More so, I want to talk to Alex because I saw Alex had posted this, and just your thoughts on it as being someone who's part of the Jewish community, to see someone like Kanye, such a big following, such a big platform, someone who used to wear Yeezys,
right,
then post about your community and saying they're in 2025 saying, "I'm a Nazi."
Yeah, I think it's important. There's different ways to look at it because obviously he's trying to get the attention here. And, you know, you could look at it one way, don't give him the attention and things like that. But the problem with that is when you don't give him the attention, we're ignoring the problem and kind of accomplishing his goal of he's trying to normalize hate. He's trying to normalize loving Hitler and normalize the fact that, you know, he's saying that he hates Jewish people. And I think one of the quotes was, "Jewish people actually hate white people and use black people. Some of my best friends are Jewish and I don't trust any of them." Like, there's just so many things that are wrong with all of these statements. And it's not a joke. Like, it's not a joke. You talked about mental illness, and I understand mental illness, many different things that go into that. And a lot of people suffer from mental illness, but when you bring hate into the equation, it takes it to a whole nother level because there are people out there in this world. We're in America, right? It's a crazy world. Like, people take this stuff and take it to the next level. And it's not a good thing to ignore these things. We need to bring light and understand, like, this is not okay. Like,
what does it make you feel? Because, like, I think what Kanye has been diagnosed with, it seems like bipolar, and I think he has publicly said, "I've been diagnosed with it." These lows are really hard on the people that love them. For Kanye, you don't love Kanye, but now, like, usually when someone suffers from bipolar, they are hurting, like, a close friend or family member in these low moments. But Kanye is going publicly making these statements. So as someone who's Jewish, does it hurt you? Does it make you angry?
Well, honestly, look, there's a lot of different problems with this. I think more than just Kanye is at fault for this.
I agree.
And I am pissed
Alex,
off
I agree.
That nobody from What's a Super Bowl run on Fox Network? Fox?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nobody from Fox has come forward and issued a statement saying we're aware of the situation. They could be running commercials across all of their networks right now saying that we condemn hate. We condemn Kanye's message. Nobody said anything about this. Everybody's just sitting back and saying, oh, like they accepted his money for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. They accepted essentially what he's calling himself, a Nazi's money to run a Super Bowl ad that's selling one thing on their website that is promoting hate.
Yeah.
Like nobody has come out and said there's somebody housing the website domain for this.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming out.
There's somebody making those shirts. There's somebody
making
that.
That's a great point.
So yes, Kanye is the main problem about this, but this is such a deeper issue because what it's proving to me and to other Jewish people out there is clearly maybe people care, but they don't care enough to speak out and say, we don't support this. This isn't right. Here's things you can do. Here's maybe something.
An alternative.
Here's a website that you can go buy this shirt, and the funds from this shirt go to support, anti-hate. Like, I know that they ran an anti-hate ad during the Super Bowl, but then you follow that up with letting Kanye spend the money on a Super Bowl ad, and then nobody's going to come out and say anything at all. I mean, this is, like, that is actually, it's hard to explain to people because, like, yeah, everybody in this room is just, like, we're white American people, right?
Yeah.
But I'm also a white American person, but I happen to be Jewish, and I'm suffering from the hate. And then to say that, like, Jewish people hate white people and use black people, like, I have plenty of black friends. Like, there's so many different problems with this, and the fact that nobody says anything, I think that it's just wrong.
Like people, you said, I think the biggest thing for Kanye is it almost feels like if someone's going to print the T-shirts or someone's going to accept the money or Kanye can still use a platform, it does feel like support.
Well, yeah, you're letting him think that it's okay.
Yeah, and like it does feel like so people are supporting Kanye.
Right.
That, and that hurts.
Especially
like,
if you know he's bipolar and this is behavior he's done before, you need to get him help instead of adding to the issue, going, okay, then we'll make the shirts. Okay, then we'll house the website.
Right.
Come on.
They did take it off Shopify. You can't buy the shirt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they did finally take it down. But again, like Alex's point, at one point it was up.
Yeah,
how did it even get up?
Right.
Like someone goes, this is the shirt I'm going to sell. I'm like, nope. And I'm not someone who likes censorship, but there are censorship in terms of you're hurting mass amounts of people.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's hurting people, right?
Yeah, and I think, like even as simple as like, I just look, there's a bunch of people that I'm friends with that still follow Kanye and like, he's changed his name on social media and all that.
To see what friends were following
Kanye?
Yeah,
but it's like, and I'm not necessarily saying like, if you follow this person, I think
you
support, but like, I think an easy step is to like stop giving Kanye attention, like unfollow this guy. And like the fact that he even has a platform, like that's for me, it boils down to, we know Kanye's crazy. Like this is something we know, but for me, it's the fact that not a single other person has come out and said, this is wrong and we don't support this.
Biggest thing I wanted to get from this is not really what Kanye is doing because it's inappropriate. I think we've all gone to is how does it make someone who is Jewish feel? Because I think a lot of us, I think, forget what the percentage of Jewish people in America is. It's like low, 3 to 5% or something like that.
Yeah, I think in St. Louis, it's literally like 1% I looked up.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's
so
it's
I wanted
scary.
To hear how does it make you feel? Because a lot of us don't know how you feel, and it could tell. It's anger, it's hurt, it's betrayal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so those are the feelings. So if you want to know like what Kanye's doing and how it doesn't affect you, you just heard from someone who's Jewish. It hurts.
It hurts.
Bad.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.